Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Daisha Day, formerly known as Dayla Shell. How is everyone doing? I know it's been a long ass minute. Welcome back. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. Happy Sunday. I don't know if you all know, but I know some of y'all may know that yesterday was my birthday. 9/11/90 was when I was born. I know. And I turned 31 years old. And I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, you know what? Let me jump back up on this podcast and just see what it is and see what's up. Because, you know, the energy is different. I'm more grounded now. And, you know, like, why not just have, you know, 45 minutes of your time, of y'all listening to me? You know, helping y'all heal and laugh at the same time. But I must admit that it was one special person that told me to always do this podcast and I will bluff my butt off. But you know what? Shout outs to her. Mwah, 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 mwah. She's the GOAT. So y'all, like, okay. So y'all wanna know what's been going on with me? A lot. A whole lot, y'all. I'm in a better place. I'm in a better headspace. I'm just, you know, I'm good living life. One downfall since the last time we talked was that I did have COVID back in August 2020, and that right there showed me that look, you have to live everything, live every day like it's your last. You feel me? Like that right there was nothing to play with. Me and my son had it, and thank God he was like a champ with it because he had it for like 2 days, and then next thing you know, he was straight. But knowing me, I was down for the whole 14 days. I was rushed to the hospital twice, and thank God that I have no scarring or nothing, and I'm healthy and I'm blessed. So God is amazing with that. So, y'all. I was trying to sit here and think about what I wanted to, you know, think like talk about today. You know, this is like the first one, and I'm gonna call this like the Chapter 31 series, because I feel as if like 31 is special to me, because a lot of people don't make it to see 30, you know, and I'm blessed to, you know, to be able to reach to that. So I was cleaning up yesterday. And those that know me personally know that I have OCD, so my ass is always cleaning. So I was like, you know what? Let me make my cover closet into my snack closet. Cause y'all come to my house, I got nothing but snacks. Period. So I was sitting there looking at my stuff or whatnot, and next thing you know, I had came across this quote. And like this notepad full of stuff that I had written like 2, 3 years ago. And I was like, wow, yo, like my bitch was really hurt like back in the day. But it was a quote that actually stuck out to me. And it goes, upgrade your faith to match your vision. Okay. I'm gonna read that again. It says, upgrade your faith to match your vision. And honestly, truthfully speaking, if I was to tell y'all what I meant by that when I wrote that like 2 years ago, I would be like, it's not even compared to what I would look at it as now in 2021. Now, back in the day, I would be like, well, like, look, the more you know, the more you talk about, you know, your higher power, or the more you talk about God, then you know that's how you be blessed. Not understanding that, no. You have to do the work, build the relationship, pray, have faith, step out, do the work. And the more work that you put out is more blessings that you get back in. And that's on everything. So now this right now, I feel like when you upgrade your relationship with the man above, and when you do right by people, and when you give into the world, it comes back to you tenfold in blessings. That's what I look at it as. And Y'all may look at it differently, and that's fine. It all depends on, you know, what's going on in your life and how you feel or whatnot. Nothing more, nothing less. It's no right or wrong. So look, another thing, I had also came across this long ass paragraph. I'm only gonna read a little bit of it, but I'm only gonna read it because I titled it 9/11/90. And you know, due to my birthday being yesterday, why not? So it says, as I sit back and reflect, I must admit that I'm definitely a special one. From the switch of my walk to the slickness of my talk, I'm definitely a superwoman. I have always felt as if it was very important to make sure I had my shit together and never lose faith regardless of what storms I face. Take the bullshit that comes my way and not let it defeat me. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Honestly, truthfully speaking, I still go by that to this day. I still do. When I look at it and I let it, you know, marinate, it's just like, yo, I'm really a damn superwoman. And that's not to just, you know, boost my shit up, but if you sit there and look at it, I am. But us as women, we have to realize that it's okay to be broken down. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to have emotions. It is fucking okay. It's okay to wake up 1 minute and be in 1 morning and be like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. I don't wanna be happy today. I wanna be in my mood today. I wanna smack a bitch today. Like, that is okay. But my thing is, like I always tell myself, if you are upset, don't carry it until the next day. You know, take some time for yourself. You know, if you gotta write it out, pray it out, scream it out, cry it out, sex it out, whatever you wanna do, whatever you gotta do, baby, you do you. It's whatever benefits you at the end of the day. It's like the way that this world is today, it just makes it seem like we have to be so fucking perfect. And we're not. We're not perfect at all. You feel me? Like, no, we always gotta, oh, you gotta smile and you gotta be nice and all of this and all of that. Nah, uh-uh. See, when you gotta portray like that shit looks dumb. It looks stupid. It's just like, okay, so let me just smile. And deep down inside, you wanna die. Like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. You feel me? Like, just truthfully speaking. What else? As I'm reading this again, it just makes me feel like when I wrote it, I can tell exactly when I wrote it in my life. Like, I wrote this before I wrote, well, before I published Blessed Confessions. And baby, that book right there, ooh, baby, that book right there was just nothing but untold hurt and anger that turned into therapy, which turned into people knowing what the hell what was going on with me, which turned into me, you know, putting shit into perspective and bringing shit to life. But we'll talk about that later on in the podcast because I have started my spiritual journey and I have realized that I have to be careful with some shit that I say because it tends to come to life. Well, come to surface. But, you know, we will talk about that later in the podcast, you know, because I think that'd be a beautiful situation and like conversation to talk about. Because you'd be surprised what you go through when you are going through your spiritual journey. You just feel like, what the hell? And then once you get past that rainbow, you just be like, oh, it was worth it. I understand. So, anyway, I'm trying to see what else, you know, can we talk about that happened this week? Well, Another thing that I can say that happened to me this week is I did a lot of reflecting. I did reflections on my life in regards to where do I want to go? And I'm sorry if y'all hear my son in the background. He needs turned up. But I have realized that I am where I want to be, but I'm not fully there yet. So let me explain to you what I mean by that. So, 31, a good mom. I take care of my responsibilities. I'm working on my credit. I have a career. And I was looking at all of the materialistic shit that I had. And then I had to sit back and be like, Day, what do you have mentally? Okay, bet. So I feel as if I'm mentally ready, to be serious with somebody. I'm not the easiest to be with. Lord knows I'm not the easiest to be with, but I have gotten better. And I feel like a lot of us aren't easy to be with because of, what we've been through and shit like that. So I'll just be like, oh, okay. But I feel like I'm ready. Like, I always had myself in this mindset when I was a child. Like, when I become 30 years old, I'm gonna be married with three kids, a doggy, and a white picket fence outside, and a Rolex. Watch. I know, right? Crazy. And I'm only 60% there. So, but I know that I have faith that it's going to happen. And I know that it happens in divine timing. And I know when that time comes, I'm going to be more than ready and ready. More than ready and more than ready. It's just like the anticipation. Like, I'm ready to, show my ring off. I'm ready to, like, walk down the aisle. I'm ready to build memories, like, because I told myself when I get married, like, to my significant other, we're gonna rock that shit out. You heard me? Like, we're gonna do everything the right way. Like, it's no divorcing. It's no divorcing. I'm sorry. Because once you put your name on that fucking dotted line and I change my name, you cannot get rid of me. No, it's not gonna happen. No, ma'am. No, sir. No spam. No, thank you. No. You are stuck with me forever. Forever, forever. And it's not my fault that I feel that way. I feel as if, like, if you are married, you should be able to work that shit out for the simple fact of the matter is, y'all decided to do that. You feel me? So it's just like, I'm not going to sit here and spend all this X amount of money to be divorced in 2 years because we can't work it out. It don't work like that. I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work like that. Not at all. So I feel like when that special time comes and when that special person enters into my life, I promise that I'm going to love them unconditionally. And I promise that I'm going to be the best wife ever and best mother. I promise. Like, I can see it now. And I have dreams about it all the time. And I know it's every female's dream to be married to that one person that loves them unconditionally and you love them the same way. And you know that that person is never going anywhere because y'all have each other for life and y'all stamp. You feel me? Speaking of stamp, so let me tell y'all what I did. So y'all, so on this is all within a year span, okay? So those who know me or may not know me know that I didn't have any tattoos. I didn't have any tattoos. And I will always walk around and be like, you know what? I want a tattoo now. I want a tattoo now. I want to get tatted. So I decided to go get a tattoo. Now, when I got the tattoo, now, mind you, the tattoo that I have, I love it because it has so much meaning behind it. Me and my ex-girlfriend, And that's another story for another time. We was like, you know what? Let's see where things go. Let's try it again. I love you. You love me. Let's see where it goes. And I'm like, okay. So one day, she was like, let's go get tatted. I said, what we getting? And she was like, let's go get our birthdays. I said, all right. Okay, cool. So I'm sitting there. Skid is over. I'm looking at the needles. She was like, you want to go first? I said, okay. So I sit in a chair and we got it on our right forearm. And as the guy was doing it, I didn't feel anything. If anything, I had butterflies. I was like, oh my goodness, like this is forever. like it's not, it's like we're not engaged, we're not married, it's no ring. But a tat is forever. So I'm just like, yo, we are stamped forever. Like, I will always rock 9/11/27. Always, regardless, you know? And when we got them, we were just so happy to get them. And it was a lot of people that, you know, didn't understand it. But we didn't give a fuck because it wasn't for their understanding. You feel me? It was for our understanding and what we felt. And it just goes to show, like, regardless of whatever we go through, it's always love at the end of the day, regardless. And nothing can trump that. So I know that she will be listening to this. I know that she will be. And, like, I don't regret the tattoo at all. Like, I don't. Like, it's so cute. It's so cute. Even the healing process, I was just, like, so surprised. Like, I really did it. And she was like, you didn't budge. You didn't cry. I didn't do anything. So the next thing that I'm getting is a nose piercing. I cannot wait for that. But I noticed that with her, I am breaking a lot of my fears that I had. And it's like, in the midst of me breaking them, it's like, it's no pain. And it's like, it's weird because I never felt, I never experienced that. Whereas though, you have someone be like, look, I'm going to hold your hand. And this may be painful, but just know that you're not by yourself. That is deep to me. And it just makes me think, like, yo, damn. Like, Shorty has really seen this whole fucking ordeal, this everything. Like, every chapter I've been through, every phase of my life that I've been through, everything, the good, the bad, the indifferent. And it's just like, after all of that that took place, we wind up still getting taxed. it's just amazing to me. And it's just like, how can a person sit here and look at somebody and be like, you are so perfect. And you're not perfect at all. Like, she thinks I'm like this perfect person in the whole wide world. She don't see no wrong in me. And I love her for that. But like I always tell her, I'm not perfect. Please don't hold me up to that high standard because I'm not perfect at all. I try to be the best. And like I told her, the shit that I've been through, I'm surprised that I'm still here. I'm surprised that I'm still standing. I'm surprised that I'm in the right state of mind. I'm surprised. What else done happened in the year? It's like so much that took place, all in good stuff. Like, another thing that I have realized that I have grown, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by growth. Man, whatever I'm about to say is not to, you know, talk bad on nobody or anything like that, or feel like, you know, I want up on somebody, because that's not the case. It's still a lose-lose situation at the end of the day, you feel me? I have lost a lot of friends within this last year. From petty beefs to jealousy to I don't know what the fuck, outgrowing people. And it's just one of those things, like, I have to say, regardless if we are not friends or if you hate me or whatever, it's still love at the end of the day for me. I realized that when you are on your spiritual journey, there's a lot of shit that will resurface, and you will really get an understanding in regards to how the hell people really feel about you. And did it hurt? Oh, of course. It did. It hurt like hell. It really did. But in the same instant, I had to sit here and understand and be like, you know what? This is supposed to happen. You don't want to carry this in your next journey or the next phase in your life. So you have to let it go. And that's what I did. I let it go. And some ended up in physical altercations. Some ended up in, you know, cussing and all of that good jazz and arguments. But at the end of the day, I still wish everybody love and, you know, happiness. Because with these trying times, everybody is struggling. And, you know, I don't know where people's mental state is. But, hey, I was just happy that I was able to, you know, get an understanding in regards to why people felt the way that they felt years ago when they should have just, you know, brought it to my attention. But now, but again, I wish everyone the best. I love everyone. It is what it is. Even if we're cool or not, it doesn't make me no difference. It's still love at the end of the day. Yeah, that's just what that is. Sometimes people outgrow people and people aren't allowed to, you know, God doesn't have certain people follow you on your journey. And you know what? I'm perfectly cool with that. Especially knowing that it's no beef with me. It's no negative energy with me. It's just that I got to go through this by myself. And that's fine. I'm okay with it. What else has been going on? Let's see. If I could say one thing, well, one word that would describe this process within, you know, the last podcast that I have done to now, I would say refresh, renew, and release. So the refresh part comes from, you know, going through the shit that has popped up in your past. Meaning that stuff that's being freshly re-entered into your mind in regards to seeing how are you going to, you know, go about it. Or like your actions towards it. Like, I have realized that within this last year, this has been a lot of shit from my past been popping up. And it has forced me, you know, to deal with it. Like, I had no other choice but to deal with it. Like, I had to really sit in my shit. Like, I had to sit in it, and I had to feel it, and I had to go through emotions. And I had to understand that some of the shit that I have done in my past was not good. And yes, I have received my karma from it, but still, it was not good. So I had to be a woman to admit, like, yo, day, you really fucked that money up, like, it wasn't good, baby girl. It wasn't good. You know, it was a many a days where it's though, like, I would just sit here and I would just think, like, what if I would have did this differently? What if I would have did this differently? Like, a whole bunch of what ifs that really wasn't going to, you know, amount to shit because the shit was already done. But I'm just happy that I have been able to, you know, right my wrongs. You know, and that's a whole blessing, you know, to be able to right your wrongs and, you know, get a second chance at, you know, doing shit right. And it has been beautiful ever since. I'm just like, ooh. Like, it's a breath of fresh air knowing that you can do that. Let's see, I said refresh, renewal. So renewal just for me is just like starting over the right way, starting over the way that I should have, you know, been did it a long time ago. One thing about life is that you are able to, you know, to continuously restart, but the thing about it is you don't want to restart too much on particular situations, because then it's just like, what the fuck is you doing this shit for, period. But the renewal for me is to be able to do stuff over in a new light, in a new mindset, and add more love and feeling to it. Like, it's amazing. It feels so good. It feels so good. Especially when I'm focused on the main things that I need to be focused on, and all of the negative energy is out the way, and I cleared it out. It just makes me look at stuff differently and be like, you know what? I can really do this. I deserve this. Let's knock this out the park. So renewal is just like, it's a blessing. Just like any other thing, like anything that has been used and you clean it up and you make it renew again, it looks beautiful and it feels beautiful, and that's just like with a person. So renewal is amazing. I'm happy that I have been able to, renew relationships and friendships and, my mindset to better things, and everything has been a blessing ever since. It's been good. So with release, I would say this was the biggest one for me. I would say because the release part was letting go, being woman enough to let shit go, being woman enough to realize that everything was not gonna go my way, and that it's okay to let it go because everything was not gonna go in my way. Was now I need to realize that I'm a needy ass person, and I had to fix that. I had to work on that because I have noticed, like in my past relationships, it's like it's either their way. No, scratch that. It's either my way or the highway. So it's just like I gotta stop that, because when you are in a relationship with somebody, it's a two-way street. It's like a team coming together. So it's like a balance. And I can fully admit and be a woman and say that it wasn't a balance when dealing with me back then, because I was just like, look, you won't listen to me what the hell I say. And what I say is right. And I understand how you feel, but look, this is how I feel. And I don't want it to be like fuck your feelings, because no, I need your feelings. I need to know how you feel. I need to know, like, how can we make this better? I need to know if I'm doing everything up to your standard, just like the other way around. You feel me? So with the renewal, I mean with the release, excuse me, it just allowed me to identify like my flaws and where I was messing up at when it came to relationships, and why my relationships was not lasting, or why the people didn't have faith with me, I mean faith in me. Or I would sit here and, point out every flaw, every negative trait, not realizing that people was trying to love me for me. So, but when you are young-minded and, when you still have that hurt and shit on you, and you can't let the past go and you're not healed, that doesn't matter to you. You doesn't, it doesn't, it doesn't, you don't care. It's just like, all right, whatever, because look, at the end of the day, I still won't feel how the hell I feel. So it is what it is. So that release part was a lot. Like, I remember my last releasing that I have did was I had a car conversation with a very special person, and we were in the car for damn near 5 hours. And it was a situation that, that conversation really needed to take place, because not knowing that me having that conversation, it unblocked a lot of blockages that I had, that were, clouding my future, if that makes sense. And I was able to, finally release a lot of things, and it was just like years of years on top of shit and stuff that I had bottled up. I was like able to, like really release it and let it go. Like, I don't know about y'all, but them call conversations be everything. You feel me? They be everything. So it just was just like, it was worth it. It was worth being tired for work the next day. It was worth it. And it wasn't nothing, no kissing, no touch, none of that. It was just two individuals having a conversation that needed to be had, that was too long of a wait. And when it happened, it released a lot of things. It released a whole lot of things. And I can speak for myself when I say that I needed it. And it made me realize that a lot of stuff that I said that I was ready for, I was nowhere near ready. And God placed something in my life and was just like, look, if you're ready, I'm going to show you. I'm going to ask. I'm going to make you question yourself if you was ready. And it's a damn shame that it took me years later to understand that I was never ready at that point. And it was so fucked up because I wound up hurting someone that I genuinely care about in the process and not realizing that I did. So being able to, you know, express that and tell that person how I really felt and be completely honest, because I wasn't honest. I always had, you know, my emotions tucked away. I never expressed how I felt. I never gave, you know, someone my all when it came to my emotions. And I always felt as if like that was a scary thing for me. I never, you know, wanted to feel like that vulnerable, as though it was just like I didn't want to get judged at the end of the day for being so damn vulnerable, but I was. And I must admit that it felt good. And the next relationship that I get in, I promise myself that I'm going to be vulnerable. I want to be open. I want to be able to, you know, share everything with my significant other. Be like, look, babe, I'm feeling this way, or I'm feeling that way, or I'm upset. Can we talk? Can you hug? Can we go, like, hold each other? Can we, like, I was never like that. So it's just like, I felt as if I needed to, you know, be the strong-minded person and, like, I ain't need nobody. And honestly, that shit didn't get me anywhere at all. It really, really didn't. It just made me feel like, it just made me feel like I was alone. Like, I don't know if y'all ever dealt with this or felt like, you know, you in a relationship with somebody and you feel alone the whole time you're in a relationship. That shit hurts. Excuse me. That shit hurts. And I never realized I was doing it until I had to sit back and I was like, yo, I'm really doing this. Like, that's not cool. Because that shit came right back on me. Whereas though, I know what it feels like to not be appreciated, or, you know, to not feel loved, or to not be touched the right way, or longing for that person's touch, but you can no longer get it type shit. Because it's like, you never know what you have until it's gone. But all I know is, as I go back and I reflect, I personally cannot say that I regret anything, because I don't. It basically taught me how to be a better woman. It taught me how to be a better lover. And it taught me to appreciate what I have. And that's with everything. And it's a blessing. I can't wait to see what the future has for me, because all I know is it can only go up from here. So I just really can't wait. I can't wait for y'all to, you know, listen to this journey with me and, you know, and see all the goodness. And it's not always going to be pretty, y'all. It's not. It's going to be times where as though I'm upset. It's going to be times where as though I'm mad. It's going to be times where as though I'm happy. But I think this is the chapter where as though I'm going to be vulnerable. And I want to really let y'all in and be like, you know what? Yeah, her first podcast, yeah, she did some fucked up shit. Like, yeah, she really ain't care. But this go around, I'm going to show y'all how big my heart is. And you never know, I might have some people on here, you know, that love me and I love them. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, but I know we did a podcast, I did a podcast with my children, and that was like 2 years ago, and y'all, they have gotten so big. Like, life is just so crazy now, but it's crazily good. Like, my daughter is about to be 12, Like, that's fucking preteen. Like, I don't even know how to, you know, respond to that. Like, baby girl, I had you at 19. Like, people thought that you were my little sister. You feel me? Like, and when I talk about them, I get tears in my eyes because it was a struggle. Like, it was a struggle, but I managed. And with the support system that I had, they made it easy for me. And when I sit back and I be like, yo, we came a long way. Like, y'all, we really came a long way. And my son, oh my God, he be 7. He plays football and he's such a sweetheart. And I might have been on my next one. If not, probably a couple episodes away from now. But they are the reason why I breathe. They are the reason why, you know, I work so hard and do what I have to do, because without them, I wouldn't be here. And I know that for a definite fact, that I know that I would not be here without them. So it's just the way when I sit at my table and I have my candles lit and I just be listening to my music and I just be vibing out, I just be like, yo, dang, you came a very long way. And then once I'm listening to my music, y'all, my niece calls me. And she be like, hi, mama. Hi, sis. Y'all, like, it's been a lot that y'all have been missing. And it's all on the up and up. Like, my niece, she'd be 3. Oh, my God. She'd be 3 in December. And when I tell y'all, she is a sweetheart, that's my baby. Like, she's literally me all over again, and my sister hates it. But like I told my sister, I said, you got your niece. Your niece acts just like you. So my baby girl had to act like me. That's my baby. That's my baby, y'all. So everything is good on this end. You know, it was blood, sweat, and tears, and a whole lot of prayer, but we managed to get through. And it's a blessing at the end of the day. And that's why, with everything that took place, that's why I feel as if you upgrade your faith, it will match your vision. So, y'all, it's been nothing but love. I love y'all so much. Let's continue to keep this good thing going. And I will holler at y'all when I smile at y'all. Have a beautiful week, a beautiful week. You know, Baltimore is supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be pretty good. Like, we got this bipolar ass weather. Like, today it's pretty cool. Tomorrow's supposed to be like 90 degrees. And then this weekend, when I go out, you know, to go celebrate my birthday. Oh, yeah. Y'all want to know what I did for my birthday? So, look. So, I didn't do anything spectacular for my birthday. I just, you know, I relaxed because my babies, we had like a COVID scare back on Friday, but thank God all of us came up negative. Amen to that. And I was just like, you know what, since we got common colds, we just gonna chill in the house. And thankfully, everyone is good. We are good to go back to school and to work on Monday. So I'll be celebrating my birthday with my family this weekend, along with my son's first football game, which is going to be lit. And I'm going to cry like a baby, but I'm going to have my dark glasses on so won't nobody see my tears, y'all. So look, y'all, I love y'all. Have a beautiful week. Remember that you are fucking awesome. You are awesome. And I will holler at y'all later, okay? All right, babies. We done in J. Yay! All right, y'all. Mwah.